Thank you for calling. To ensure the highest level of customer care, this call may be recorded. Please hold while we connect your call.
Jane's Equipment Sales.
Hi, how's it going? Trying to reach Leslie, please.
This is...
Hey, Leslie, how you doing? It's Dennis with Bank of Cardiff.
Hang on, Dennis. Hang on a minute.
Sure.
Hello.
Hey, it's still me. I'm still here.
It's okay. What's going on?
Not much. Just checking in with you. So I've been a little bit, so I thought I'd check in with you guys and see if there's anything I can answer for you or any questions I have for you.
This. I have a deal on a guy. Do you guys do any startup loans?
We do. We actually just came out with a cool pilot program in which we can do interstate, so over-the-road trucking for startups.
Okay. This is a drill rig, and it's kind of expensive, but the guy can show proof of income.
Okay.
Which I think might be helpful. I mean, it's just that he's putting together a new company to buy this truck, and I don't know if it's even possible to do something like this. The truck is $400,000.
Oh, wow.
Right. It's
what
huge.
Kind of...
It's not like a little $30,000 loan.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen some trucks like that. I used to be an electrician, so some of the line trucks that we ran and whatnot, so they get up there and get up there and cost.
Right. And then those are the trucks that you go up the phone poles with?
Right.
That's
they
cool.
have... You know, all the riggings on them.
Why did you stop doing that? That was good money, no?
Yes and no. I mean, it's great whenever you're working, but in 2008, when everything went took a dump, that's I was sitting on my butt for about 6 months. I worked 16 hours in 6 months, and I was union. So, I mean, I was plus in San Diego, there's a lot of minority influx, if you can imagine being that close to the border. So trying to compete with these guys just out in town is, you know, they'll do it for $5 an hour. You know, it's like, okay, make more on unemployment. So, but I actually got a herniated disc in my neck too, a couple weeks after I got laid off. So I was tied up for a little bit dealing with that. Still an issue, but I used to do mortgages, and I just got tired of not being able to work. So I started talking to a few recruiters, and I said, you know what, at least I'll go to work every day and get a paycheck if I do this.
Right, so. Right. That's cool. So if there's no way we can do a $400,000 loan for a startup, is there?
Well, not for a startup, but I was going to ask you, what kind of business did he have before? Did he have another business before that was...
I think he just worked for someone. I don't think he had his own business. But
did he have money
working
down?
In the same field, he may.
Yeah, I mean,
I might be able to get us like 15% or 20% up front.
Okay, well, if we could divide the loan up for startups, I can sometimes go up to $49,500 and do that in two loans. So let's say if I was able to divide up a couple pieces of the equipment, you know, there's almost $100,000 right there. It doesn't really get us too far, but it's something, and that's one route we could go. We also have working capital programs, but it would have to be for an established business that has at least 6 months of revenue.
Mm-hmm.
But even at that, I have a company right now that's doing, I haven't got the approval yet. They just became an LLC in November of 2015. They're on pace to do about $1.2 million, and they want $300,000. They're not going to get it, but, you know, I've submitted that for an approval. That might be something we can compare it to, you know, if he's got any sort of cash flow coming in now. Plus, the oil industry has kind of a black eye on it right now, too. Which
But it's coming back.
It is. I hope it does. Those were the good old days.
It's coming back. Well, it just lasted for a half a second. But it's coming back. I think that these drill rigs, like this whole thing will be, you know, it'll be okay. It's kind of up and down, I'm hoping. You know, in our area, we have that shale, and they've been mining that for oil.
Yeah, I work with quite a few vendors in Texas.
Yeah.
In San Antonio, you know, and there's obviously tons of fracking going on there. And that was the good old days. But yeah, I think it will come back. I think the oil price has gone up a little bit from what I hear. I haven't done the research myself yet, but if it does, you know, and it's still an industry that it's going to happen. It has to. So I think,
well, you would think
there's going to be a gap before they're able to get away from it before they need it. And once they, from a few guys I know in the industry, my dad's actually been in the oil industry since he was 17 years old, and he's still in it, just now looking to retire, maybe. But once they drill those, from what I understand, they still will have a contract on those for 25 years after they drill it. So even at that, there's still, you know, there's still some opportunity out there for business in that industry. But
right. Well, what should I get from this guy if this deal comes through?
I would find out.
I can submit it.
Yeah, I would find out what kind of business he had before, if he had one, and see if it's something that is comparable to that industry that we can attach to that, and then maybe not do it as a startup. And also see if the equipment, you know, if we can do it in sections, like maybe if there's a, probably a bad example, but if there's like a pump or something that we could do the loan on separately. That we could do that, you know what I mean? Kind of split it up into several different options. Because there'd be blowers and stuff like that.
So wait a minute. If we had, you would do 10 different loans to get to the 400?
Well, hopefully not.
40,000.
Well, if we can do it on the other, you know, in the established business, we might be able to get it all done in one spiel. But
okay, but he doesn't have an established, and he never did. This guy worked for somebody else in the industry. He wants to buy this thing and work himself.
Gosh,
because
that's tough.
He's got a lot of contacts and people coming you know, to him for servicing. It's a swabber rig.
Swabber rig. I'm sure my dad knows what
that
is.
Where they go in and, like, clean
okay.
the thing that's already there.
Gotcha.
So he's got a bunch of people that will use him, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But what I want to know is there any way to put it together?
Gosh. Assuming this guy, if he's looking at anything of that expense, he's probably got decent credit. I imagine he's probably already looked into all that. It's probably not some just Joe Blow that has a big dream. It sounds like he's probably got it pretty well put together. He's just trying to get financed.
Yeah.
Ah, man. If he has money down, we can do a lot, obviously. But $200,000, I mean, we have some options, too, where if they have 50% down and he's willing to go that route. I mean, it's not going to be pretty. It's not going to be some 5% rate or anything like that. But
that's okay.
But
so if he could put down a bunch, then maybe?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and we can syndicate through some other sources as well if we can't do it in-house, and we might be able to piece it together. I guess if you have – I guess the way I look at it is if there's any way it can be broken up, let's look at that as one aspect
okay.
and then just see how much money he has down, and I'll definitely take a look at it. And I think you know, if anyone can do it, we should be able to with all the sources we're connected with and everything.
All right. I got to get this other call. Thank you.
You too.
Thank you for calling me.
Yep, I'll shoot an email to you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.